Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, God. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Everything he said, everything he's spoken out of his mouth, he shall perform it. And he said he's going to reward you. But God, hallelujah, y'all need to look for your reward. Expect it, hallelujah, glory to God. Now, I don't know where it's coming from or how it's coming, because God is the one that connects the dots. Y'all understand me? But
Amen.
With his word. Hallelujah. You deal with his word. So when we're not in session as far as the Institute of Biblical Learning, we are in session with regular, old-fashioned, Bible knee-bending, Bible-thumping, Bible study. Hallelujah. Go look at God. And so that's what we're going to do. But before we do that, I'm going to share something with y'all that's going to really blow somebody's mind. I hope those who haven't turned in their final got it in front of them, because I'm going to go down the final. And I'm going to go through that so y'all know what the answers were. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to get it on the computer right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
S-Y-H-L.
Nope, that's not it.
S-Y-H-L. Library item minutes. Music. Document. S.
Okay.
Game.
Okay, let's try this again.
Menu bar. F4. Leaving menu bar. Menu, search, shutdown, split the pearl, document, enter, leaving
right.
Menu, document, item, field, multi, select, list.
Now, can y'all hear that? Good.
List, 1 of 191.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
L, filibust, yes. A
okay, I don't want the syllabus. No, I want the final. Let's do this again.
F-I-N, final exam, dot, doc, enter,
okay.
Cancel button to activate, press space bar, final exam, dot, doc, / Microsoft Word, print view, edit.
The answer is Antioch, whatever.
A, Jerusalem, B, Samaria, C, Antioch, D, Philippi.
Antioch.
Five, the three hindrances in spiritual maturity are A, your family, the local church and Satan.
No.
B, your environment, the government and your parents. C, the world, yourself and Satan.
That's the answer.
B, your C, the world, yourself and Satan.
Is the answer to that one.
Page 3. Blank. Part 2, colon, fill in the blanks. Left parent, 25 points. Right parent, blank. 1. Spiritual maturity in your life means the same as underline, according to Ephesians 4:12.
You could have put a couple of things.
1. Ephesians 4:12. 2. Traditionally called the Acts of the Apostles, the writer of the Book of Acts and Thought of the Unto. Traditionally called the Acts of the Apostles. 1. Spiritual maturity in your life means the same with underline.
Perfecting the saints. Perfecting or maturing the saints. That's what you see in that scripture.
Ephesians 2. Traditionally called the Acts of the Apostles, the writer of the Book of Acts and Thought.
Luke. The answer to that.
The underline, 3. There are 39 books in the Old Testament, including underline books of wisdom.
And the books of wisdom also what? Somebody knows this. The books of wisdom also known as the books of poetry, and there are 5 of them.
There are 1,189 chapters in the King James Bible, 260 of which are in the New Testament, semicolon, there are underline in the old. The chapter that is
okay.
In the middle of the KJV.
Okay, the two answers to that is 929 chapters in the Old Testament. And the middle of the
Bible is underline, the testament, semicolon, there are underline in the old. The chapter that is in the middle of the KJV.
In Psalms 118.
Underline 5. Because of your spiritual growth, the words that you speak are underline, and should.
And you could have had two answers on this. You could have had a life and death, or prophetic and pathetic. It sounds the same. All right.
Not the underline, black.
If there are any questions as we go along, or any conflicts or anything, speak up, okay?
Underline, August 16th, when page 4, and part 4, colon, close left parent,
okay.
5 points right parent. Please circle the letter of the correct answer only. Blank, 1. There are 5 stages in the life of a Christian, colon, prenatal care, newborn, carnal, Christian, serious believer, and the total reflection of the Lord Jesus himself.
That was it.
A, true.
That's true.
B, no. A, true. Titus wrote the Book of Titus.
And, of course, that was false. Titus is one of the Pauline epistles. And the Pauline epistles mean what? That Paul wrote those letters. Paul.
Yeah.
Pauline epistles, okay.
Paul.
Hey, false. 3.
So the answer to that was false. Titus didn't write the Book of Titus.
3. The Pentateuch is another name for the subdivision, the major prophets.
The question is...
False. 3. The Pentateuch is another name for the subdivision, the major prophets.
Of course, that is false. The Pentateuch is another name for the first 5 books of the Bible. It's also called the Torah. Or the books of the law, or the books of Moses.
Jesus canceled the law of Moses with his completed work on the cross.
Everybody got this wrong. I need to share this with you. When you're dealing with true or false, especially true or false, one word can make a statement false. Listen to the statement again.
False. A, true. 3. The Pentateuch is another A for false. 4. A, true. 4. Jesus canceled the law of Moses with his completed work on the cross.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
and the word was canceled. He didn't cancel it. He fulfilled the law. So that would have been, oh, that's false. Everybody got that wrong. You got to watch out for that. Because they tell me that the teacher is sort of tricky.
Five, the writer of Lamentations was Isaiah.
The writer of Lamentations was Isaiah. Of course, that's incorrect. It was Jeremiah. And some Bibles you hear, you see them like the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Isn't that something?
A, true. B, false.
The rest false.
Blank, page 5. Underline. August 16th, page 5. Blank, part 4, colon, complete the sentence, left parent, with blank. 1. The five books of the major prophets are.
The five books of the major, who knows the five books of the major prophets? Oh, just, don't talk over each other. Just go ahead, Sarah. I'm counting to 10 in my mind. Give me all time to speak. The major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Those are five books of the subdivision called major prophets.
The five levels of knowledge are.
The five levels of knowledge. I know somebody knows that. Who knows that?
I do.
Go ahead.
Learn knowledge, reveal knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, and teaching knowledge.
That's it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Blank. Three. The five books of the law are.
The five books of the law are. Anybody know that? The five books of Moses are. The Torah, the five books of the Torah are. The five books of the Pentateuch are.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know a lot of people checked in, but I don't hear nobody giving answers except Andy.
No.
Was that all right for me to answer that?
Yes, that was all right.
Oh, okay. All right.
I needed somebody to remind me that somebody else was on the phone other than myself.
Black four. The seven pillars of wisdom are.
Whoa. This is one that's really good. The seven pillars of wisdom are. Now, don't you all speak at one time. Okay. Coachable, teachable spirit. Burning desire to please God and be excellent. A willingness to work and go the extra mile. A heart of integrity and honesty. A loving heart. A giving heart. And a giving heart. The seven pillars of wisdom. That's, you know, a pillars hold up a building. Hallelujah.
Black. Five. The seven books of the subdivision of the general epistles are.
The seven books of the subdivision general epistles are. I know somebody knows that. Okay. James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude. And that's the final. Of course, the other were extra credit. But I put it this way, 90% of you did excellent. You did very
well. Amen.
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 And others
did. I had to answer.
I beg your pardon?
Pastor Bert. Yeah, I had the answers in front of me, but I just didn't say nothing.
Oh, no, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. This is Bible study. This is interactive. Now, if it was y'all keep quiet and I just talk, I could do the 515 number. Okay.
Right.
That's the end of that. And so thank you so much. Y'all did wonderful, I tell you. And the final exam you had was a college final exam. It was not, you know, something thrown together helter-skelter. It was really something put together with love, with patience, and with the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So throw your papers away. Someone said something.
Bishop, yeah, I'm on the line. I'm terribly sorry. I had to mute out and not be able to answer because I had ground things going on, and I didn't want to open it up and have the double conversations going on, okay? So please forgive me for not answering, but it wasn't because I'm listening, but I had other conversations behind me, so I didn't want that to interrupt. And be
a
part of.
Keep quiet while you doing Bible study.
I know. Yeah.
Don't say that out loud, y'all.
Yeah, you said it out loud, but I just wanted you to know that I was here, but I wasn't answering because I had background noise. So please bear with me.
Okay, so we're talking about that. Now we're going to go into a Bible study. Now here's the thing about Bible study, and I want you to understand this. Bible study is not just for the students. It's for the teacher, too. Because we all learn. Because believe it or not, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. Y'all listening now? Can I tell y'all?
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know everything. I don't know everything. I didn't write that Bible, and I came too late to change it. I don't know everything, because there are going to be some questions that you're going to ask that even I don't know the answer. But you know what? I know how to do it. I know how to look myself. You understand what I'm saying? I know how to dig and find the answer, because I know where the answer is. You know where the answer is? In the book, because life is an open book test, y'all.
Open book test.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. And I wanted to share something with you. And I want, if you got your books down, you got to write this down. I've shared this before, but it's essential because God is revealing more to me about this. Because if you get this, you got it. And if you got it, you're going to get it. What you're going to get? You're going to get rewards from God. You're going to get blessings from God. You're going to get his favor. You're going to get doors opening that people shut in your face. You're going to get stuff that folks say you couldn't have. You're going to get rid of stuff that folks say you couldn't get rid of. Why? Because you got this together. There are five questions that each individual who lives in this dispensation must need come to grips with in their life. They must find the answer, and the answer's in the Word. But I'm going to kind of tell you the answers as we go along. But the answer's in the Word, and the answer is found in the Holy Ghost. You see, hallelujah, the heart of God is the Father, the face of God is the Son, but the voice of God is the Holy Spirit, and he's going to reveal to you some truth.
Oh,
thank you. Who was that that said that?
Me.
Y'all kind of people. I know in the old days, you know, somebody would say, look, I was so poor, I couldn't even pay attention. But see, God done rectified that.
Hallelujah.
And look, he said, the cattle on a thousand hills are his. Gold and silver's his. So you got enough to pay attention. Because what's his is yours, and what's yours is his too. Glory to God.
Amen.
Five things. You got to understand and realize. If you can't see it, you pray to God that you see this and receive it and then get to stepping. Number one, you got to know who you really are. Know who you really are. Who am I? That's the first statement. Number one, who am I? And I ain't talking about your name. Aside from your name, who are you? If somebody asked you the question, who are you, Minister Linda? Aside from your name, who are you? You have to come up with an answer.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Huh? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I'm a child of God.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah, cut it.
I know who I am.
Look. See, that's the key. You got to put your foot down in the spirit. Who are you? I'm Walter Byrd's and Margaret Byrd's son.
Yeah.
That's how I'm talking about. Who are you?
I am
African American. That ain't what I'm talking about. Who are you for real? Aside from your name, aside from the color of your outward appearance.
Amen.
Who are you?
Yeah.
The answer. Child of the king.
Yes.
If you can't call yourself a child of the king, you need to be the king.
Yeah.
And have a personal relationship. All right. Number two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did you come from? I was born in Baltimore. No. I was born in North Carolina. No. I was born in South Carolina. No, my ancestors came from Africa. My ancestors came from Australia or the Philippines or Ireland or I ain't talking about that.
No.
I said, where did you come from? You, aside from your... I'm not talking about your name and your color. Where did you come from? And you got to understand.
Yeah.
You got here. You were spirit, and you're here as spirit,
wrapped
you
in a body,
in the heart and mind of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did you come from? You came from the heart and mind of God. It's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Heart, mind of God.
Yes.
Amen.
You got to know that. You got to know that in your knower. I can't try to put you down because you were born on one side of the track or the other side of the track, or you might have been born under the track. I said, no, sir. I came from the heart of God, the mind of God. Shakata Yabu.
Yes. Yes.
Why am I here? Mm. This is the number three. Why am I here? See, everybody's here for a purpose. Did you know that? You were able to put on an earth suit because you have a job to do that nobody else in this world. There's 7.9 billion people in the world.
Can I answer that?
Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and answer that.
Can I try? To live and breathe and declare the works of God.
Try leaves the door for failure. So you either answer that or don't answer that. But go ahead and talk.
I said, I'm here to live and breathe and declare the works of God.
Mm.
That's why I'm here.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
Yes.
That's an
amen
to that.
Yeah.
I want to share this with you. Why are you here to fulfill God's destiny for
destination? Not only mine, but to help others. So
God's plan for your life. Because it's something that you can do that nobody else in the world can do.
Yes.
Now you got to understand that. So when you hear people trying to belittle you and trying to put you down or say you ain't this, ain't that, excuse me.
No.
No. I'm here to do a specific job that nobody else in the world can do. Now, you may not know exactly what that is right now, but that's all right. God always gives you a little hint, you know, especially when you're he gives you a hint. And then as you grow older, the hint gets louder and louder and louder. So one day you're going to wake up, oh, God, that's it. Jesus.
Yeah.
By the mind to destroy the works of the enemy. And you're one of the fools to do that.
Yes.
Why am I here? That's your purpose. You're not here to take up space. You're not an also-ran. You're not an afterthought of God. You are part of the plan. Because, see, that somebody, I don't know how they did this. Don't ask me how they did this. And we got all the adults on here. They tell me that when the sperm is in the uterus, there are 10,000 sperm cells that's flowing, but only one can hit the egg, and then a child is born. So God looks down from glory and says, look here, I got a special plan that I want to do. But I need one person to do that. And he, oh, that's the rascal that sperm right there. You go, boy. Oh, look at swimming. Yeah, you go, boy. Go, boy. Go. Go, boy. Go, boy. Go. Boom. Yeah, there it is. 5 months later. Baby, you know why you're crying? You're not really crying when you get born. You're praising God. Yes, I came out of the sperm. I'm here. I've let the world know I'm here. Oh, don't you ignore me. Dr. Eyes here. Nurse Eyes here. Mama, Eyes here, Daddy. I know you can hear me through that window because you're scared. You almost threw up. Glory to God. But Eyes here. Thank you, Lord. That's what the baby said. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Your purpose. Then there's another question. What can you do? What are your giftings? What's your talent? What did God see? God does certain things. There's certain things that you develop skills and talents as you go through life. But God gave you something, a lot of something, giftings when you came through. Hallelujah.
John dialogue.
Is that number four?
When you were born, God gave you some giftings.
Yes, that was number four.
That's number four. Yeah, what can you do? And I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint, y'all.
Oh, that's four.
Okay. I'm going to move my computer because the computer wants to talk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gives you hints when you were little because you didn't have the encumbrances of environmental training, how to be fearful and all that kind of stuff. So stuff that you received and you were doing when you were a little baby, when you were 5 and 3 and 4 years old and 7, were hints to your talent and your abilities. God put greatness in you. It was a seed. You take a mustard seed, you can hardly hold it in your hand. If you drop it on the floor, you might get a magnifier. Have to go find that little rascal. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Good. A little seed. But my goodness gracious. You plant that seed in fertile ground. Shakata boy shaka. And that tree grows so big that the hundreds of birds can come and make their home in the tree. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
So the little seed that's in you, greatness was in that seed. A tree was in that seed. The seed did not go to school to learn how to grow grow into a tree. It was in there. Birds don't go to school to learn how to fly. Fish don't go to school, although they travel in school. Don't go to school in order to learn how to swim. It's in them. The greatness, y'all, is in you already. Don't you allow anybody to say, you ain't got this, you ain't got this. Excuse me, I don't mean no harm, but the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, that's four. Hallelujah. What can you do? That's your talents, your abilities, your giftings, the propensity for greatness. That's what you in. That's in you. And number five is the easiest one. That's your destiny. Where are you going? What is the end game? Hallelujah. Your destination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I went through number one, who am I? Number two, where did I come from? Number three, Why am I here? That's the purpose. Number four, what can I do? Number five, where am I going? That's your destination. Hallelujah. And you will please God with excellence.
You, hallelujah.
You good.
Can
you good.
I? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Which one, Angie? I know, Angie, you were getting ready to say something. Am I cutting across you? Did you need to say something?
Well,
Angie? You already got it?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
No. I know you. I heard you were trying to say something. That's why I didn't want to cut across you. I've got a. Mhm.
I don't have spell destiny.
Oh, D-E-S-I-T-I-N-Y. D-E-S-I-T-I-N-Y. Destiny.
Okay.
Am I correct?
D-E-S-
yes.
D-E-S-I-N-Y.
You can put it just, where am I going? Because you can use different words to say the basically the same thing.
Yeah.
What is my goal?
Yeah, you can.
Ultimate goal. What is my destiny? What is my, the finished thing, you know? So you can use different words to come to that. But
that's what I was saying. I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about words. Never mind. I'll leave that.
Yeah.
Can I just repeat? You just mentioned. Is it who am
I? Go ahead.
Where did you come from? Why is I'm here? What can you do? Five is your destiny. Is that right?
Okay. Yes. Okay. But here's where you got to. You want to make it right. So you said, who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? What can I do? And where am I going? So I'm sorry. Again, who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? What can I do? And where am I going? It's all personal. You ask that for yourself. Now, when you get that together, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Stuff that you're looking for in your life are going to start showing up. Because you will start committing yourself to perfecting that part of you, like your talents and your skills. You can work towards perfecting that. There are a lot of folks that they're looking for another career, you know, or they're looking for a career in certain areas. Well, you. How do you do that? You prepare yourself for that career. You God just doesn't drop a new career on you, and you're not prepared for it. You must prepare yourself for every step of the way. And the way you prepare yourself is remember, number one, that life is an open book test. Number two, love is the subject of life. And if you understand that and begin to really internalize these things of who you are, where you came from, why you're here, what you can do, and where you're going, you're going to gain confidence. You're going to gain assurance. You're going to hold your head up a little higher. I mean, not in arrogance, but in a confidence that God got your back because you're dealing with him. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And I want to remind y'all, too, that there's a seven-second delay on this phone. And so when I say something, you won't hear it for seven seconds. And when you say something, it will be 7 seconds before it's picked up by others. So the floor is open if somebody wants to share anything about that.
Because I didn't want to cut across my sister. You say words have meaning, and I think because I'm in this place because I want to learn and I want to understand and I want to go beyond with the knowledge that I may have or the things that I may listen to from others. I want to know for myself. Okay, I'm in a relationship. Need with God. I feel that, you know, like you're saying, it's an open book test and, you know, the words of God, it has a meaning and different things. And so when I'm studying with you guys and I'm looking in these books and I'm and I'm prayerful about everything, okay? And I'm not an argumentative person. I'm not doing that. And I'm not a, but I love words. I love words. And so when I come across something and I don't know how to write it up, but I don't even know if I'm supposed to. But I think I'm gonna speak it, okay? When we were talking about the test and we were talking about the Christ canceled thing, and you said he fulfilled it, and I respect that with all my heart, okay? He did fulfill that which God sent him to do, but it wasn't totally fulfilled until he gave his blood when
that's,
he died on that cross.
But that's
the fulfilling of it. But again, I'm sorry. No. I'm just asking. I'm open to understanding. It was fulfilled, and even on the cross, he said, "It is finished." What was finished? His life? No. What was finished? That's what I wanted to understand. What was finished? Because the Ark of the Covenant. I'm sorry. Never mind. Don't worry about it. We're going to another thing. Don't even worry. I
understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. See, there are parts to certain things.
Yes.
And
that's what I'm saying. God says we see in part, but he does give us to see because we have to know in fullness. Okay, this is like I say, we see in part, there are parts to certain things. That like he was talking about the seed that goes into a woman, the sperm that goes into the woman to fertilize the egg. That is a process of fulfillment, okay? Fulfillment of the sexual act, fulfillment of the act of making a child, starting the growth of a child. Then that child grows. That woman is pregnant. She's very pregnant. If she stays pregnant, that baby's going to come to term and one day come out. That's a fulfillment, right? He fulfilled. It's fulfilled. That child comes to birth. But after that child is born, everything changes. The lady is no longer pregnant. That is responsibility to the parents that brought it out and to take care of it, unless they're going to give it to somebody else. But if it's your child, you're going to want to take care of it. And there are responsibilities that come after that child is born. Everything changes. And there are choices to make. And this is, and I'm looking at this thing, the choices that we make in life, choose life or death. Choose to stay who you're going to serve. And God is always offering us choices, and Christ was a choice. So, I mean, it's just a lot that comes, but this is the only thing that can bring, say, what can separate us from the love of God?
All right.
These are scriptures that, you know, we're talking about.
Okay.
And then he said, you know what, I'm sorry, can I just finish one thought?
I don't want to get too far off. What I wanted to share with you is that the Word of God itself says that he fulfilled the law.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm repeating what the Word of God said. Now, it was finished. That part of the plan was finished. But there was another part because he had to go down to hell.
That's right, with the king.
He had to preach. To those in paradise. And then he had to take the keys to death and hell.
Yes.
And then that's another part.
And he led captivity.
See, if Jesus had stayed in the grave like Muhammad and Confucius and Buddha, there would be nothing to it, and we have no salvation. But because we get up.
Well, when they were talking about sometimes when they say when he goes, that he went down in the grave with the keys, he went down in hell, and he set the captives. What captives was he talking about?
They had to hear the gospel message. They had to hear all the boys. They were in paradise. And he
left that place was called
Abraham's bosom.
Abraham's bosom.
And then he left those that were captive back home. But they had to have the gospel message. And that's what he did.
Yes.
But praise
so,
God.
I don't want to go too far off of.
Okay,
we won't go. I will listen. One day we'll talk, and I appreciate you.
Hopefully
I will see a lot of stuff in your paper. We haven't gone over the papers yet, but I know what you're dealing with the paper.
I mean, I got to turn in my term paper. I understand that, and I thank you so much. I will not. You know, this is another time. We'll do this another time.
Yes.
And I appreciate it.
And it will be another time. There will be another time.
Yes.
But thank you so much for sharing that, because it's about the words have meaning. And they call it semantics. They do have meaning.
Yes, it does.
Because the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Power of the tongue. Yes.
Let me just make sure I got folks on the page. The five questions that you must answer for yourself. You got them. Now, Sister Angie, did you get them again? Who am I?
Who am I?
You got them.
Where did I come
from? Where did I come from? Why is I'm here?
No, why am I here? Take is.
Why am I here?
Why am I here? Where can you?
No, where did I come from? We all talking about yourself. You're talking about yourself. Where did you come from? Where did I come from? And where am I going?
Okay. What can you do? Why is I'm here?
No, why? What? Okay. Again, here it is. Get that is out there and put M, A-M. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And where am I going for my destiny?
Okay.
Got that.
You got the book. I'm going to start on the camera.
Thank you.
I say, carry your soul on my camera.
Okay. William?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there? I should have heard William.
William? Yeah. He's there. Yeah, he's there.
Now.
You're there, right?
Can you go over those for us? The five questions.
I can't remember.
Oh, you don't have a pen, a pencil writing this down?
No.
It's important. The Bible says to study, to show you got to write this down, stuff down. I can't even remember everything.
Okay, I think I got it now. Can I say it again?
Bless you. No, you don't have to say it anymore. You got it. Harry,
okay.
Can you share what we just talked about? The five questions that you need to ask yourself.
Who am I? Where am I? Wait a minute. Who am I? And where did I come from? Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
And why? No. What can I do?
Mm-hmm. One more.
What is my destination? Where am I going?
Great. Hallelujah. Great. And see, it's important, you know, because I'm not doing this for my health. I know this already. I done answered these questions already for the most part. I'm working on stuff, but I'm answering this stuff. But I'm sharing this to you, so that you can grow and grow. Hallelujah. All right. Now, let me ask you this right now. Are there any questions? The floor is open for any questions. This is Bible study. This is miscellaneous Bible study.
I have a question.
Oh, yes, sir.
Would you mind repeating what you said? The heart of God is the face. The
face of God is the Father. Excuse me.
The face of God is the Father. Excuse me. Let me back up. The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. And the hands of God, I didn't tell you this, but the hands of God is the church. That's us. The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. And the hands of God is the church, a group of baptized believers, us.
Okay.
Everybody got that? I'm just sharing that with you.
No, I didn't get it.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's see. There's somebody. Sister Carol, are you there?
The heart of, I can say, the heart of God is the Father.
Heart,
yes.
The heart.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Harold.
The heart of God
is the Father, the heart.
The heart of God is the Father. Go ahead.
The face of God is the Son.
Yes.
The voice of God is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The voice of God is the church.
Yes.
The voice of God is the Son.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
The voice of God is the Holy Spirit.
Yes. And the hand of God is the church.
Amen.
The hand of God is the church.
Yes. That's you and me and all the others that name the name of the Lord. You're part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Okay, so that's four things?
Yeah, that's really four things, yeah.
Okay, I got it.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is one thing I want y'all to understand also about our Bible, the King James Version Bible. We do love the King James Version Bible. We like a lot of the other versions too. But our standard is the King James Version Bible. And I was just listening to more videos on the King James Version Bible today. And it just moves my heart to understand. I want to share this with you so you can really, really, really understand. One author said that every page of the King James Bible is soaked in blood because people died just to have a King James Version Bible in English. And when you think about that, it almost gives you to reverence the King James Version Bible. Because NIV, we look at it sometimes, we quote from there, Message Bible and the Amplified and New Standard Bible and the Living Bible, a bunch of other versions. But to my knowledge, nobody died who had those books published.
Mm-mm-mm.
And the King James Version Bible is the number one selling Bible in the world. Over 1 billion copies, not million, billion copies have been sold.
Wow. Hallelujah.
And 90%, I believe 90% of it is in English. Because God knew that one day was coming when 90% of the world either used English as a first language, second language, or third language, but they knew English. And you can go to Timbuktu and find King James Version Bible. You can go to China and in somebody's basement under some bricks, you can find a King James Version Bible in English, and then one in Chinese too. But the translations aren't as fitting as it is in English, because the King James Version Bible in English, each page was soaked in blood. People died. There were six people in one area died because they were reading from King James Version in English, and they were teaching their children the 23rd Psalm. They were burned at the stake by the Roman Catholic Church. Queen Mary of England, who's known in history as Bloody Mary, killed over 300 Christians, Protestants, because they wouldn't bow their knee to the Pope. And because of the fact they wanted to have a Bible in English, and because they felt that you didn't have to pay money in order to be forgiven for sin. That was the practice then. It was called indulgences. You had to pay money. And then they thought of another way to get money. They said some of your relatives is already dead. To get them out of purgatory, you could pay some money to get them out. And it was called indulgences. And most of what they did was surrounding money. And because of that, anybody that challenged the Pope in the Latin Bibles communicated, and then eventually they were killed. The Tower in London is famous for having a lot of people locked up there and actually killed. A lot of Christians spent their last days on earth in the Tower of London during the reign of Mary, Bloody Mary. But anyway, any questions, Minister Linda? You have any questions? Because we can be the floor. I finished what I wanted to give out, so the floor is open. We got some time left. Anybody, any questions right now?
I have a question, Sister Angie.
Yes.
When you said the first English is like the first in the blood, is that right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The first English, first in the blood.
Okay. I said the King James Version Bible. Every page. This is figuratively and also literally, I mean, the blood, it wasn't actually, but soaked in the blood. In other words, it's saying that a lot of people died just for having in their possession King James Version Bible.
Okay.
It was in English, and that's where, hallelujah. And the first King James Version Bibles, the first Bibles were actually, let me back up. The first Bibles were actually written by hand. And it cost about 40 pounds, that's English money, to pay for somebody to write the Bible. And one of the early writers, in fact, he was a martyr. His name was William Tyndale, T-Y-N-D-A-L-E. And in 1534, God moved on him to write, to translate the New Testament to English, because he felt that, in fact, it's quoted that the boy out there plowing the field should know as much about the Word of God as anybody. 2 years later, they captured him, and they strangled him and burned him at the stake. And the last words he had, he said, "Open, God, please open up the eyes of the King of England."
Nothing understanding.
That's what he said, his last words, as he was burnt and choked.
Wow.
Yeah. And God moved upon King James. King James was actually King James the VI of Scotland. But when Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth the I passed away, he became King of England. And he became James the I. And in 1604, he authorized a group of 54 scholars to come up with a new Bible, because they had the Matthew Bible, the Great Bible, the Geneva Bible, the British Bible. They had a lot of translations. At that time, there were about 50 different translations of the Bible. But most of them were not from the Hebrew or the Aramaic or the Greek for the New Testament. And he divided that group of 54 scholars into six groups of nine. Two groups went to Cambridge, two groups went to Westminster, and two groups went to Oxford. And they worked on the King James Version. That's why the only book that you ever see these words, the authorized King James Version. And it's just amazing. But anyway, any questions? The floor is open for you.
Yes, Pastor Burr, I had another question. This is Sister Angie. What was his last name again? You said William somebody.
William Tyndale. And that's T-Y-N-D-A-L-E, William Tyndale. And some Bibles, William Tyndale. And he was the first person.
T-Y-N-D-A-L-E.
Oh, no, T-Y-N-D-A-L-E. He is credited with, let me back up. Those 54 folk, what they came up with, they compared it with what William Tyndale came up with. And 90% King James Version is what Tyndale did. And so some Bibles, you will see some Bibles, you will see at the end of Malachi, you will see some initials on the page, WT. That's for William Tyndale. Acknowledge his contribution. He gave his life for the Word of God. Any questions? William Owens, sir. Minister Linda. Any questions?
Yes, I have a question. If I could go, I have my phone as notes. That's the way I've been doing it. But I wanted to just get the list again so that I can actually have it more clearly.
Oh, you're talking about the five questions that you ask yourself and you have to answer?
Yeah.
Is that right. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, Bishop Burr.
Okay. Again, who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? What can I do? And where am I going? Or your destiny.
Okay.
You can use other words to describe whatever, but in essence, These are questions. There may be, like I said, there may be some people looking for careers, or maybe looking for a wife or a husband or something, and they need to come to grips with this before they go out looking for anything. Because it's going to help them. Because it helps you. When you answer all those questions, you can sit down and write your vision. Because it helps you write your vision. Answer those questions. Everybody should have a vision for their lives.
What?
If somebody else had a question.
This was the beginning, because I don't have my exam in front of me. I haven't located it yet. But I did write down some things. I don't know how much time you have to run over, gone through from the beginning.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Y'all got to be ready. Get your notebook. That's why we gave y'all composition notebooks and pens.
Right.
So y'all can, number one, just to answer number two, and see, anybody turns in their file on that, when they turn it in, it should be, it's not absolutely 100% correct. It should be a paper. It should be a. So that's on y'all. Y'all come prepared. And I, like I said, it's important to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Pastor Bird.
Yes.
It's not a question. This is this piece. This isn't a question, but it's just a comment. And I really don't think the world or the saints of God know the totality of the sacrifice that has gone before, that has gone up to for the written word. And not until someone shares with them that have gone through to write the word of God, and you know, in even other countries, we don't have to be afraid to share the word. We don't have to feel threatened to share the word of God, or even to be able to stand on the corners and proclaim the word of God. But for the word of God to be in print, much blood over the centuries. It has been shared, and for the print word, and it is a precious thing, even to, I guess, to be able to read it. We have the privilege to be able to wake up in the middle of the night and open up the Bible and read it, or read it first thing in the morning, late at night. We don't have to hide it under, even when we're out in public. We don't have to worry about our lives being threatened or anything like that. And it is just, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to live in America, in a country that we don't have to go through all those changes. And a lot of times we don't know the sacrifice that people have made to have this in print. And, you know, in times past, like you were saying, that every page of the Bible, of the King James Version, it has been dipped in blood. Somebody's life paid for it. And you shared that some people have been killed just because they were teaching their children the 23rd Psalm. That's one of the first scriptures I learned as a child. And I thank God that we are living in a country that we can loudly proclaim the word of God. We can teach our children. We can have our windows open and don't be afraid of someone overhearing us pray or say the name of Jesus. We don't have to worry about our homes being bombed or anything like that. So it's just an honor. It really is. And I think sometimes we take it for granted, you know, the freedom that we have in reading the word of God and having the word of God and being able to come to the house of God and all. And that's for right now. I'm not saying that it's not going to change before. I know we're living in end times. It doesn't mean that the time isn't going to change where we're going to have to sneak and praise God, or sneak and have meetings and sneak and have services, and
and stuff like that. But thank God, it's not like that right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
One of the things that I want to share with you too, it is very important that commitment and consistency flow in your spirit about your service to God. Because time is really getting short. One of the prophecies that's in the Word, now I'm going to have to find it, and I apologize. I don't know the scripture. Of course, it's in the Old Testament, I believe. But the end time is that when the river Euphrates, no, it's in Revelation. It's in Revelation. The river Euphrates dries up.
Yeah.
There will be unleashed angels that were chained up by God.
Yep.
They will be unleashed on the earth. And 1/3 of the population of the earth will be slain.
Yep.
Science says that by 2040, the Euphrates River will be dry. It's important for us to establish our relationship with God now, to not just know about him, but to know him. Not just to know stuff, but to know him. Not just to know, I mean, it's nice. You know, I feel kind of good about being able to quote all the books in the Bible and the five subdivisions, the Old Testament, five subdivisions in the New Testament. But it don't matter if I don't know.
Amen. Amen.
See, knowing about God is not the same as knowing God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I don't want to miss the point of all of it. And see, we can get tied up on stuff, but you know, I could go down to the prison right now and go to talk to some of those prisoners who don't even name the name of the Lord. But where a scripture is, they'll tell me right where it is. They know about God. They know the scriptures, but they don't know God.
Pastor?
Yes.
Bishop? Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
I think that, too, while we're talking, and we're talking about God, the Father, the Son, and I keep thinking that people overlook the Holy Spirit. I hear, you know, when I'm talking and all, and you're saying, and you are absolutely right about the voice of God. And sometimes people say, well, I can't hear from God. I don't know. You know, God doesn't talk to me. Does he audibly talk? And I hear people saying that are walking in ministry and working in ministry. But if you ask and you listen and you pray, I mean, God says, ask him. And I think that, I don't know if people are asking that they have a relationship or hear or be a part of what God's voice is saying. So I think that, you know, he said the only thing that we can't go to heaven for is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And so I just don't want anybody to overlook the gift that is there in that, the hope and the wonder of that. So, you know, don't, in your time and spending, ask God for what, you know, he has to give. Let you hear his voice. Let you understand even the more when there's a relationship in the totalness of God. So I just wanted to say that. You know, we can read this book forever, but if we're not hearing from God or listening to God, and how we do that? And see, nobody invites the Holy Spirit in. Sometimes they don't, like, we don't need that. You know, but I just wanted to say the Trinity is important. That's all. I'm just, you know, don't leave it out.
Thank you so much. That is so important.
Yeah.
That's why I shared about the Father,
the Son and
yes.
the Holy Spirit in us.
Now, yes.
now, that's why it is important. And we did teach about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I mean,
yes.
you have to, look, God, the Holy Spirit has some gifts he wants to give you. And they're waiting for you. Some of us have been walking in these gifts and didn't realize what they were. We called them by mm-hmm. different names, but we didn't call the gifts of the Holy Spirit. God is, the Holy Spirit is there. He gives us truth. He leads us and guides us. And when we begin to sit down and read the Word, the Holy Spirit is leading us because he's the one that gives the revelation. You know, five levels. Where did the revelation, the real revealed knowledge come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit of God.
Thank you.
Amen.
That's why even speaking into, I talked to one sister, and she said, well, I spoke in tongues about 15, 20, 30 years ago. Well, it was just one time.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
Your prayer language is so important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, number one, it's direct dialogue with God. Your spirit speaking
Thank
to God. Because sometimes you don't know what you need to be praying for. But the Holy Spirit inside of you know what's going on.
Yes.
And you release that to God.
Yes.
Romans 26 says, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but the Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. We need our language.
Yes.
If you don't have your prayer language, you need it right away.
Yeah.
Because it will afford stuff. If your prayer language and the Spirit of God is not limited by time or space. It can jump into the future.
Tell me, Father.
All right, to you.
Yes. How do they all fall on them? Tell me, Lord. Did you get them all from them all, Paul? Tell them, Lord God. Tell them, Lord God. You get everybody stop out of them, Paul. Tell them, Lord God. 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 Yes, Lord God.
Falling
on my ear. Hallelujah. None other. Hallelujah. Come on. As I know. See, we got to get in this. This is not a game. This is a for real walk. I mean, if you're for real, come on. Let's open that door to heaven. Open that door in your heart. All right? We're running here today, and we got to give it back to others. What God is calling. Okay, we're in a time of grace. Hallelujah. God is grateful towards us. He's opening the door. While his door is open, come on in there, babies. Run. Hallelujah. Stand and believe God for everything. I'm sorry. I'm going. Baby. I thought of the vodka. Yes. This is not a game, babies. This is life. This is life.
It did this for somebody tonight.
Yeah.
Stuff is happening.
Like that. Yes.
And the and again, y'all got to be committed. You got to be consistent. That don't mean every time, but most of the time, you got to walk the walk and talk.
Thank you,
God. Sometimes stuff will hit you.
Yeah.
When you come to
That's the one. That I pick. It, it,
I'm
going to
blow your minds right now, and then I'm going to dismiss. I want you to know this, that some of you will get visitations from angels. You will see this.
Yeah.
And you will you will dream dreams of what
yeah.
wants to do in your life.
We agree. Yeah.
You will, this will happen, y'all.
Yes.
Man,
yes.
No. Tell
yes.
You, don't be like I did many years ago. Because everybody was talking about they saw angels and that stuff, all that. You know, and it was, I want to see angels too. I want to see an angel too. And I would get in my secret closet. And for hours, I'd be in there, and I'd be praising the Lord and praying, and I'd be singing, rejoice the Lord always again. I say rejoice, rejoice the Lord always again. I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice again. I say rejoice. I keep singing that. Rejoice the Lord, rejoice, rejoice again. And see, I had the door closed.
Wow.
I kept seeing that. And then all of a sudden, a presence came in the room. I stopped thinking, opened the door, and ran out. That's what she's called. I was you last read it. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm giving y'all a warning. If y'all serious about learning more God, if you're serious about seeing God's face, if you're seeing about not just knowing about God and about his word, but knowing him, prepare yourself for the supernatural happening in your life.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Father God, we thank you. Well, first of all, is all my clear? Everybody's clear? We're going to meet again.
Yes.
Yes.
Every Tuesday, we're going to meet at 7 o'clock because it's not Bible study. It's not Institute of Biblical Learning, although you can still call it that. But we may share stuff that you heard in during the class. But every week we can still give time to study God's word. Because too many people have shed their blood for the word of God. And we're going to be consistent and committed. God bless you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do thank you. We praise your name for every family represented, oh God. We praise your name. Yes. We glorify your name for those, hallelujah, every family that wanted to be here but couldn't be on the call today.
Yeah. God,
yeah. You go, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You go to the sick room, Lord.
Yeah.
You go to the grieving room, Lord. You go all those sick rooms, oh God.
Yeah.
People are
yes,
right now. We're families grieving the loss of their loved one, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you give comfort, that you give calm and peace. And hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That you let your love flow over them, oh God. For God, we send your word to heal now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Psalms 107, verse 20, oh God.
Yes.
We send your word to heal right now. Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee and hallelujah.
Yes.
Harold and Jim, hallelujah, and Irene and Joan and Lil, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Pastor Theodis, we pray for all of them in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We pray for Carolyn and Pamela, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And Tammy and Bobby, who lost their sibling, their brother, Leon, a cousin of ours. Hallelujah. We pray for AJ and the hospital now, a brother that's going through an operation. The word of God be healed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The doctors and hallelujah. To do what's right. Hallelujah. To hallelujah. Glory to God. The healing process. Let it go forward in Jesus' name. In a miraculous way. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, for blessing this class, the Bible study, the school, bless the ministry, bless Pastor Peaches and Minister Linda and Sister Angie and Brother Harry and Brother Will and Sister Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Meet them at the corner of the need and then give a superabundance of love in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the praise in Jesus. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Have a blessed rest of your day. Remember this.
You too.
God loves you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Love you more.
Love you more. Amen. God bless.
God bless
amen.
Everybody.
Thank you so much.
Everybody.
Hallelujah.